Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
And don't forget that you can follow us on social media. On Facebook, find Theme Parks and Rec. On Twitter, we are at Theme Parks Rec. And on Instagram, we're at Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. you can follow us there and follow along with our journeys. And tomorrow, we're actually going to be experiencing something really fun. So make sure you follow along. We're probably going to post most on probably Instagram, I would say. But check our social media and you can get a sneak preview of an upcoming episode and what we're going to be talking about. But we'll leave that for later. So we've got a lot to get through this episode. We're talking holidays and all the theme parks in Central Florida. Michaela went to Orlando the last couple days and has some really fun insights. I was following along on her social media and living vicariously through her. And then we're going to do our feature to help the community and so on, like we have been doing for the last couple of weeks. So, all right, let's jump right in. Let's talk about the holidays at SeaWorld Orlando. Michaela, take it away.
Perfect. SeaWorld Orlando, they're started already. So right now through December 31st, they have their Christmas celebration going on. Plus, you get to see all the animals. I didn't mention that before in the other episodes, but of course, the animals are still going to be there. And I love visiting the penguins.
Oh, the penguins are so fun.
Oh, it's so great. And they have a great ride over there that is a fun penguin icy adventure ride.
Oh, cool.
So definitely go check that out and all the festivities that are going on. And then at Busch Gardens Tampa, they have Christmas Town. They had a preview this past weekend, but everything starts tomorrow
everyone else.
So just be sure to make those reservations, get those tickets, and go enjoy some fun times at Busch Gardens. And is it still going to be cold this weekend?
No, not as brisk as it has been, but still not summer.
Right. So it's going to be nice.
Yes. Or at least that's what I'm telling myself.
Right. It's showing a high of 82, low 64. So it still seems like it might be jacket if you want for the evening.
Right.
But it still seems like a lot of fun. You're not going to be sweating, at least.
Lower humidity, I would hope so as well. You know, I broke out the knee-high boots yesterday because it's like, how many times am I going to be able to break those out? So it's been nice here in Florida to have some cooler weather. And hopefully it'll come back around soon.
Right. Yeah, yesterday I actually was thankful for the face masks.
To keep your face warm, yeah.
Right.
There you go.
That was great.
All right, Legoland, they are actually hiring. So go to their website and find out more about the careers that you could start at Legoland. That's good news for a lot of Central Florida residents as well. And they are doing holidays at Legoland, and they're building a whole bunch of models like sleighing reindeer, the Santa and reindeer, Lego snowman, and that's happening November 27th through the 29th, December 5th through 6th, 12th through 13th, 19th through 20th, and 24th through 31st. So select days they're doing the holidays at Legoland. They're also going to have a bunch of character experiences, the Very Merry Mix-Up and North Pole Nonsense Show with social distancing. And like, that just sounds so much fun. Legoland.
Yes, I say it every time, but I love Lego Santa.
Yes.
So it's unique.
It's so cool. And, you know, they just celebrated, I think it was their 10-year anniversary, and the park has just grown in the last 10 years. So if you haven't been out there in a while, definitely go check it out and see all the new offerings that, they have as well, especially at the holiday time. Michaela, you want to hit Zoo Tampa?
Yes, and I was actually going to say for Legoland, they are celebrating 10 years next year.
Oh, next year. That's what it is. I knew we talked about it on an episode, and I was like, when is it?
Yes. And they're celebrating their 10th year. So they have all kinds of stuff going on for that too. So on top of the holiday stuff.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's pretty cool. So at Zoo Tampa, Christmas in the Wild. We're actually going to talk about this more on a later episode, but we'll touch it a little bit here. They are going to start after Thanksgiving, November 27th through December 30th. That is select nights. It's a special ticketed event, so you got to go to that website, pick up those tickets, reserve the day that you want to go to.
Okay.
And they have a bunch of great stuff, also fun animals, festive treats, cookie decorating with Mrs. Claus. And something I'm really interested in is the Christmas market.
Cool.
It's based on European Christmas markets. And I have always been obsessed with them because their little knickknacks that they have are so cute.
Oh yeah. I've seen a bunch of photos of like the Germany Christmas market and like all, and it's just out of control. It's just so cool.
Right. So you might be needing to make some extra room in your bag.
Yeah.
When you go to Christmas in the Wild at Zoo Tampa, Lowry Park.
Very cool.
Also, they have a Sunday with Santa event, which is cool about that is that you don't need a Christmas in the Wild ticket. You just need a ticket to just Zoo Tampa.
Cool.
You can do it there on Sundays. And I thought that was pretty cool that they'll have something for those who maybe are pass holders for Zoo Tampa. But don't necessarily want to go to the event.
That's really cool.
Right. So I guess we're going to talk about it on a future show.
Yes.
More in depth. But just scratching the surface here if you wanted to make your reservations early.
Yes, we are going to have a guest from Zoo Tampa on in a later show. So I'm very excited about that. All right. Walt Disney World, they are celebrating the holidays now through December 30th. And Epcot is going to be celebrating the International Festival of the Holidays. Starting November 27th through December 30th. And so that's a great time to transition into Michaela's big days in Orlando this past week. Michaela, why don't you take it away and tell us about all the fun that you had, not only at the Magic Kingdom, but you also went to Universal.
Right. So I'm going to start in Magic Kingdom. At the Magic Kingdom, like I said, it was a nice cool day. So it made you feel like you were definitely celebrating Christmas here in Florida anyway. And since I went on a weekday, they only had three of the four cavalcades.
What?
I know. So apparently on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, they eliminate one.
Ah.
So we still saw three of them, which is really exciting. We saw Mickey and Friends. And when I say Friends, I'm talking Mary Poppins, Bert. I'm talking Alice from Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan, Wendy, Donald, Daisy, Minnie, Pluto, so many characters. And Tigger, Pooh Bear. It was an insane amount of characters coming down Main Street and all throughout the park in their cavalcade. So that was amazing. That was only one cavalcade right there. The second one was the princesses. And it's the regular princesses you see during the regular days, before the holidays, during their cavalcade, but they're in their Christmas attire. And one attire that people go crazy for is Belle in her Christmas dress.
Mm-hmm.
Because people think of the Beauty and the Beast movie that was right to DVD or VHS, rather.
Mm-hmm.
That was her in her nice and, I would say, maroon dress.
Yeah.
She's wearing that. So, I mean, it's fun to see all the characters in their festive attire. And then last but not least, the cavalcade that we saw was Santa.
I know him.
I know him.
Right?
And they had the elves and the reindeer.
Oh, very cool.
And some others said that other people that went to the parks already saw the band come through. We didn't get to see the band. The Dapper Dans. We didn't get to see the Dapper Dans, unfortunately. There's just so many things going on in Magic Kingdom right now. Plus the Nutcrackers or the Nutcrackers that would go down and they would play their instruments.
Uh-huh.
And those big I guess toy soldiers.
The toy soldiers.
The
yeah.
toy soldiers. I'm saying the Nutcrackers. The toy soldiers. Yes, the big toy soldiers.
Oh, cool.
They go down Main Street as well. But
they're my favorite.
Again, it doesn't happen every day.
Right.
It doesn't happen every day. So you got to make sure it's not on the website. They don't tell you in advance. You just, when you show up, that's when you know.
Oh, the toy soldiers are my favorite.
Are they?
yeah, they are. Well, that sounds like there's, like you said, so much going on. And that's not even talking about the rides at the park. So let's get into something other than the rides as well, are the treats. And I felt like I was just getting fat looking at your Insta stories.
Right. I was physically getting fat living through it. The churros, that's really the only thing that we tried because it's sugar overload. we'll be back, though, is the churros because we love Disneyland. I've talked about it before. I go to Disneyland multiple times a year, not this year, but in the years past. We like to go many times a year because – the way they do things over there is just much different than Walt Disney World. Not that it's any better, not that it's any worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so great of what – we just like it. We connect with it more. And something that Walt Disney World has adopted is making those specialty churros this year.
Yes.
And they come in pairs, these churros. So you either can eat them both yourself or you could share them with another person that's coming with you, which I think is great. And – the first churro that we tried was a churro worth melting for, which is regular churros, but they have marshmallow like icing on top and then marshmallow dipping sauce on the side.
Oh my gosh.
It was delicious. I love marshmallow. It's like
me
my
too.
Favorite treat. Isn't it so good?
Oh, it's
and it's supposed to be after Olaf in Frozen.
Oh yeah.
So they also have blue sprinkles on top. So like Elsa.
Yeah.
And then in the dipping cup, it is, which is, this is kind of weird. So it is the marshmallow with a carrot in it.
So it looks like a melted Olaf.
Yes. I said that to Dominic. I was like, this is like awful. We're eating a melted snowman here.
No, he likes warm hugs. It's fine.
Right. So that's why I said the churro worth melting for, because it's a melted snowman. Isn't that just
That's
funny?
Awesome. That's so great.
And the next treat we got, which is another churro duo, is the sugar and spice churro, which is kind of like a gingerbread feel to it. Dominic said it tasted kind like a snickerdoodle almost.
Ooh,
with
yum.
A spice to it. That's why I feel like it's more like a gingerbread spice.
Right.
And it was served with frosting on top, just regular frosting, sprinkles, and then eggnog on the side that you could drink.
Huh. I'm sure it's non-alcoholic eggnog, though.
No, yeah, non-alcoholic. They don't serve any alcoholic stuff at Magic Kingdom unless you're sitting down for dinner.
Right.
And they're serving it to you. But, yeah, so eggnog, non-alcoholic. So you could share that with the family. It comes with two, like I said, with the other one. And we were going to try another churro because they had another duo. It was the Chip and Dale churro, which is like almost like an apple pie.
Ooh, yummy.
It was like an apples and chocolate chips on it, like get a Chip and Dale chip, chocolate chips. So we get to try that one because it closed a little early. But lots of churros, lots of treats. And another thing we didn't get to try, but we did notice was something that was new this year was a treat that's based on the Carousel of Progress, which is the Just a Dream Away shake. It's a salted caramel shake with a churro on top.
Uh-huh.
And so I need to try it. We're going to try it next time. But that's very new this year. And I get, that brings me to the rides that gets you in the spirit of Christmas and the holidays. Jungle Cruise is now Jungle Cruise. But be prepared. That line is long.
Okay.
It's always going to be long during the holiday season because it's switched around. And they have more festive, punny jokes.
Yeah.
And then also, which people don't realize, this is Carousel of Progress, is a holiday show.
Yeah.
Pretty much for every season because they have Halloween, a scene of for Halloween. And then the last scene is Christmas, which is the longest scene.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's
if you want
a
to
great,
get into the spirit,
big, beautiful tomorrow.
It's great. Oh, the decorations are great on Main Street, always as usual.
Oh, yeah.
Much more than the Halloween this year. They really decked it out. And then they do have the castle projection, but it's not a show.
Okay.
So just be sure to know that there are going to be a lot of people crowding around Main Street. And if you don't feel comfortable, you're not missing out on anything.
Okay.
It is, as soon as the sun goes down, you could come back later and see the castle change. It okay. happens throughout the night. So don't feel like you're missing a show. Everyone's going to stand around trying to wait for that castle projection to change, but it really is not worth just waiting around for when you could come back later and see the same thing that they're going to see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And then Universal, I went during the weekend, which I thought it was going to be more packed, but it actually wasn't. It felt spaced out. We went a little later in the day because we love seeing the lights. And on the weekends, it's seeming like they are open later. They opened at 8 o'clock and they closed at 10. But again, check the app to make sure that the day that you go on is the right hours, because I don't want you going to the park at 6 p.m. for it to close at 8. That won't be fun. Now, with that, their holidays are going on now till January 3rd, excuse me. And I have to say, I did love Universal Holidays more than any other park. It sounds really crazy for me to pick a favorite, but I love New York City in the winter. So to be able to go there and see the streets all light up, it's just very special to me. So if you like the feeling of being in a city for Christmas, Universal is definitely the spot you're going to go to, because all the other parks, they're very unique in their Christmas decorating, whether it's Busch Gardens, SeaWorld, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, any of those. But with Universal, it still has that taste of real life.
Very cool. Yeah.
Have you been to New York City in the winter?
I have. It's like my favorite place to go.
It's amazing. It's wonderful. And something they're doing now is the Macy's Holiday Parade, like walkthrough, where you could see the floats and the balloons. That was an incredible experience. It was one of the sound stages. You get to walk through it. It's not all of the balloons, not all of the floats, but it's just enough to get some pictures in front of it. They had social distancing, and they had characters in there. The one that we saw was a gingerbread man from Shrek, and Shrek is like one of my favorite movies. And so being able to see the gingerbread man and just take a social distance photo with him. And also at the end of the trail, they have Santa in his sleigh.
Oh, cool.
You get to really just say hi to him and take your photo.
Socially distance, hello.
Social distance, of course. He's in his chair, and you're like way far away from him, and he has a mask on.
Very cool.
So just letting you know. And then in there they had floats and balloons from Shrek, Madagascar, Despicable Me, all that fun stuff. So characters, your kids and you are definitely going to recognize. And continuing on in the same area of that, that's at Universal Studios Park, is the Tribute Store. It's huh? It's very similar to the Halloween Tribute Store, the Halloween Horror Nights one, but this one is more jolly, not as scary as a store. And there's different rooms. There's four different rooms based on different things. The first one's a Christmas town. There was a Hogwarts one, Harry Potter rather. There was a Earl the Squirrel one.
Okay.
It's something new to me. I didn't know this, but Earl the Squirrel is the Universal holiday mascot. And a lovely team member told us that Earl hides in the park. Every day he's in a different spot. So it's a fun thing to do with the family to find out where he is that day.
Oh, that's cool.
On Saturday, he was in the tree in front of the tribute store, peeking his head out with a mask on. So he looks like a squirrel. He doesn't look cartoon. It looks like a squirrel. It's not a real squirrel, but he definitely looks real.
That's so funny. He's wearing a mask. Everybody's wearing a mask.
Right? And then in the squirrel room in the tribute store, that's where all the treats are.
Okay.
And I didn't try it, but I heard the sticky buns are to die for, and the gingerbread whoopie pie. So those two, definitely want to go check those out. And there was a fourth room. I just can't think of it on the top of my head. Oh, it was the Grinch, like a Dr. Seuss room.
Love that.
Yes, so it's fun in there too. And then going into more of Harry Potter, they have different things going on in both Diagon Alley, which is in Universal, and in Hogsmeade, which is in Islands of Adventure. They have two shows going on Islands of Adventure. They have the Frog Choir, a Christmas theme.
Okay.
And then they have it at Universal in Diagon Alley. They have the Celestial, I don't know her name. I think that's how you say it, where it's live singers singing and dancing in Diagon Alley. So those two are going on. It seems like the Frog Choir, though, they end a little earlier. So if you wanted to head to Islands of Adventure earlier than Universal, I would do that. And then in Islands of Adventure, of course, last but not least, Grinchmas.
Yay!
So I did find out that they are not doing the show. They're not doing the show. They did say it on the website, but I guess they changed their plans.
Oh.
So they are not doing the show, but you could have social distance meetings with the Who's, including Cindy Lou Who, and they have a special meet and greet with the Grinch, who is studying to be a photographer. Who knew? And he is taking your photo. So he's interacting with you, social distance, but he's taking your photo. He's not physically in the photo, but when they take the photo of you, you're in like a green screen behind you, and he does show up in the photo.
That's really clever.
Right? So
it's really clever.
Just you and your family taking the photo, but the Grinch is having fun with you.
Oh my gosh, that sounds really fun. I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
So I thought that was an interesting thing, and you could wait in a standby line, or you can, in advance, like when you get there, you could try to grab a spot later in the day.
Okay.
How awesome.
That's
and then
awesome.
Another thing that was a mix up, I guess, on their website is that they said that the projection show is happening at Hogwarts Castle.
Okay.
It's happening, but only for specific guests.
Oh.
You might be wondering who those people are. Well, if you book a Universal Holiday Tour, that's how you get a private showing of the Magic of Christmas at Hogwarts Castle projection show.
Okay.
So that's how you're going to get it. Now, they do have a projection on the Hogwarts Castle for all the guests, but it's not the show.
Okay.
Just letting you know. And with the holiday tour, it's not too bad of a price, but it does not include your park admission. It's $60 per person on select days.
Okay.
From November 22nd to January 3rd. It does include, of course, that private viewing of the projection show, a special meet and greet with the Grinch. It's pretty much the same thing what's going on.
Okay.
But I think they give you a time that you don't have to worry about it.
Uh-huh.
Special access to the tribute store. They give you an insights of how they made it and all that fun stuff, more than what an average guest would get.
Okay.
And then they also give you a gift after the tour is over. So that's what they're offering there. If you are a big Harry Potter fan, I suggest doing that if you want to see the projection show and you've never seen it before.
Okay.
I think it's worth it, especially since you will be with a very limited amount of people in that area to watch the show.
All right.
So it's fun. It's interesting. And I did have a hot butter beer. It was delicious. I love hot butter beer. I know. It's so good. I highly recommend it.
I still think Starbucks should get with them.
Right? I know.
Sell it.
in their stores, but that's just me. Maybe next year.
Maybe.
All right, Black Friday deals. There are some deals that are happening with some of the parks. Michaela, you want to talk about that?
So I don't know all the specifics to it, but I do know that even usually only the only Busch Gardens and SeaWorld and Legoland do these deals, but now it's like all of them, including Disney, including Universal. But I would get on to that and make sure that the dates of it coincide with the dates of when you want to visit.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because I know the Disney one pretty much is just into the end of the year.
Okay.
So if you're going to the holidays, that might be a good option for you and your family. But if you plan to come spring of next year, it might not work.
Might not work for you. Right. Yeah. So definitely check out the websites of all the Central Florida theme parks for information on their special deals that they have going on. You know, I know a lot of places that usually do Black Friday deals are now doing them earlier too. So just double check that when they start to go on sale. And if the dates coincide with when you're wanting to visit. And what works best for you and your family. So it's always good to save money. Always good to save money. All right. So let's move on to our feature. We're going to talk about the Salvation Army Thanksgiving. In Central Florida, they serve over 20,000 Thanksgiving meals. So
incredible.
Yeah. So find your local Salvation Army and reach out to see what you can do to help them, not only through Thanksgiving, but also the rest of the holiday season as well.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you might think it's too late for you to help donate, but they're always accepting donations. Or if you need help, they're always helping anytime.
Yeah. Anytime. Not just the holiday time. And for like example, the Salvation Army of Lake County is going to distribute Thanksgiving food that can be prepared at home, including a frozen turkey. And this that event is open to all and offered on a walk-up basis. That's happening the 21st of November from 9 to 11 a.m. So visit your Salvation Army, you know, website or location to find out not only how you can help, but if you're needing some help this season, on how maybe you can get some help from them and, you know, still have a happy holiday. With a turkey.
Yeah, that's incredible. There's no shame in asking for help.
Nope. Especially this year.
Honestly,
been rough for everybody.
I think it's wonderful to, and I think it's good that this year they're doing it like this. I know some Salvation Armies have always done it, that they give out the frozen turkeys and all the sides for you to prepare at home. But some Salvation Armies actually have dinner at their location.
Right.
So I would definitely look into that and how that they're doing the social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's wonderful. So,
yeah. So if you have any food insecurities, they are definitely there to help you. Like we said, all year, but especially at this time of year when it can be a bit challenging. So definitely check out your Salvation Army local chapter and check out their website for all the information. All right, Michaela, that was a big, big show. Lots of great information.
Oh, yes.
It sounds like you had a great time at Universal and Walt Disney World. And next week, since our shows usually publish on Thursdays, it's Turkey Day. And so we're going to be spending the day with our family. So there will not be a show next week, but we will be back the following week with a brand new episode and a very special recap of our time at a new attraction in Central Florida called Snowcat Ridge. Michaela, I'm so excited. We're going to get to go check it out. And we will have that download for you the week after Thanksgiving. So definitely not going to want to miss that episode.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
All right. So don't forget, follow us on social media, like we said at the beginning of the episode, at Theme Parks and Rec on Facebook, at Theme Parks Rec on Twitter, and on Instagram at Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. Please leave us a rating, a 5-star rating. We would love a 5-star rating and a review so that more people can join our fun, dysfunctional, theme park loving family and experience the podcast along with you. We thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you next week.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.